USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On this Memorial weekend, people are heading to the parks and beaches despite the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo said beachgoers were following the rules. But in coastal South Georgia, Tybee Island Mayor Shirley Sessions said some beachgoers wore masks, but not enough of them.
I think it's one of those things that is becoming a complacent situation, and I think that people are just thinking that the sun is going to, you know, kill any germs that may be out there, and they've just gotten a little bit forgetting that it's still very real.
Minnesota's governor is easing some restrictions in his state.
Starting on May 27th, places of worship may open at a 25% occupancy if they adhere to social distancing and other public health guidelines to keep congregants safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A fire has engulfed a warehouse on San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. It sent smoke over the waterfront, threatening to spread to a historic World War II-era ship before firefighters brought the flames under control. Lieutenant John Baxter with the fire department says this was a tough one to fight.
Throughout the progress of this fire, we did see almost every portion of this building collapse in one area or another.
The Department of Justice has sent a letter to the mayor of Los Angeles warning that an extension of the coronavirus stay-at-home order may be unlawful. Eric Garcetti says the question is, do you want to save lives or not?
We'll be guided by science and industry working together to figure out the steps forward. And the last thing I'll say is there's no, you know, city in the world that right now doesn't have some sort of orders and restrictions because we know this virus kills. Full stop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
America's largest car rental company has been hit hard from the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's John Hunt has the details.
Hertz filed for bankruptcy protection, unable to withstand the coronavirus pandemic that has hurt global travel, and with it, the heavily indebted 102-year-old car rental company's business. The Florida-based company's lenders are unable to grant another extension on its auto lease debt payments past the deadline, triggering the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware. Hertz and its subsidiaries will continue to operate according to a release from the company. By the end of March, Hertz Global Holdings, Inc. had racked up $18.7 billion in debt with only $1 billion in available cash. Starting in mid-March, the company, whose car rental brands also include Dollar and Thrifty, lost all revenue when travel shut down due to the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
President Trump is scheduled to travel to Florida on Wednesday to watch as SpaceX launches its Falcon 9 rocket and Crew Dragon spacecraft into orbit. If the launch goes according to plan, it will be the first spaceflight launched from U.S. soil with American astronauts on board since 2011. Vice President Mike Pence is also expected to attend. NASA and SpaceX are both urging spectators to stay home and watch the event online rather than gather to watch the launch in person. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.